Thanks for checking out the Spencer on Sports podcast from KGYM. SOS airs every Monday through Friday at 2 right here in KGYM. And be sure to check out all of our other podcasts from the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at KGYMradio.com. Happy Thursday to one and all. Welcome in. Spencer on Sports, kicking off local programming on a beautiful day. And I don't mean that very tongue-in-cheek-wise today. It actually is a gorgeous day. There's a way I could go outside and do the show and not have to sit here in the inside studio. I would do that. But alas, here I sit. I don't think I presented my pitch to the people that can make that happen soon enough. It was cloudy when I was driving to work this morning. I'm like, oh, what's going on? I look out the window here and beautiful day. Gonna enjoy it when we're done here. But we got sports talk to get to you here on the program. 309-366-1600. Appreciate you tuning in wherever you're listening from. On 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. On the stream at KGYMradio.com. On the app, which is free to download for your smartphone or smart device. Also on your smart speaker. We're there too. 309-366-1600. We kick off local programming each weekday with Spencer on Sports, 2 to 3 p.m. Local programming runs 2 until 6 every Monday through Friday right here on KGYM. We're past the two-month mark of doing the show, by the way. I was talking to someone in the building today at the International Broadcast Center and being introduced to someone and said, oh, Spencer does Spencer on Sports. And I said, yeah, you know, we're beyond the two-month mark of doing the show. Started February 7th. We're past April 7th, February, March, April. February to March, March to April. So that's 2 months. And we are still here. I have not been given the hook. So that's good. We're moving up in the world. Lots to get to on this afternoon's program. Got 53 minutes to cram in everything that's happening in the sports world. Spent a lot of time focusing on the NBA playoffs. Some intrigue last night. We have a 2-0 lead for the Boston Celtics. We have a 3-0 lead for the Philadelphia 76ers. And a whole new series between the defending champions and their rivals from across the border. Bucks and Bulls now tied at one game apiece with some injury news for Milwaukee. We'll see how it impacts them. We'll talk about that and more coming up here in just a bit. We'll get to some baseball news and notes, NFL news and notes. Plus, love to hear from you. We had our Twitter poll earlier today on our Twitter accounts, at KGYM Radio, my own Twitter account, at SW on the radio. Return of a Twitter poll. Been a hot minute since we had one. Twitter poll about a change coming to the Hawkeye Wave. Not the wave itself. We're still going to be waving to the kids, but they are changing the song. University of Iowa looking to change the song that that accompanies the wave. There's a whole timeline put out. We'll get to that later on in the show, but we'd love to hear your thoughts. Again, at 319-366-1600. That's our number for our talk or text line here for this afternoon. Razorback Dale says he wins because he was the first texter. I still don't have any prizes lined up, Razorback Dale, or any other listener. So you win an imaginary prize. You win an NFT. I know nothing about NFTs, so don't ask me what they are. I mean, I know what they stand for, but you win an imaginary NFT. There you go. Now I'm going to have a bunch of people like coming after me because I claim not to know anything about NFTs. Yeah. You win an imaginary prize, Razorback Dale, until we can get on the texter of the day or some sort of promotion like that. Don't have that yet, but congratulations to you again. Loyal listener, we appreciate it. 309-366-1600. Let's dive in to what happened in the NBA last night. We'll get to Boston and Brooklyn. We'll get to Philly and Toronto here in just a bit. But, of course, the series that has a lot of interest here in Eastern Iowa and across the Midwest because it involves two Midwestern teams, Chicago Bulls, Milwaukee Bucks, defending champs versus their division rival. Bucks eking out a win in game one. Game two, turned out to be a little bit different. Chicago pulling out a 114-110 win over Milwaukee yesterday in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Saw some Bear fans on Twitter saying it counts as a Bears win too because Aaron Rodgers was there and had to witness it. I humbly disagree, but you can believe what you want to believe. But the Bulls get the win last night, 114-110. Big performance from DeMar DeRozan last night, 41 points. Nikola Vucevic, 24 points and 13 rebounds. Bulls also getting 20 from Zach LaVine. Giannis was the star of the show, as he usually is, for Milwaukee, 33 points and 18 rebounds. Brooke Lopez adding 25. Real story is Chris Middleton. He finished with 18, but he left the game in the fourth quarter with a sprained MCL per head coach Mike Budenholzer. Bobby Portis, also one of their key rotational guys, mostly comes off the bench, has started a lot of games this year due to the health situation, I guess I should say, with Milwaukee. He left the game in the first quarter with an eye abrasion. You've seen the pictures. You see blood coming from his eye area. Obviously, not something you want to try to play basketball with, so definitely a precautionary situation there. But now all of a sudden, the defending champs, they're not on the ropes per se. The series is tied one game apiece, but an opportunity here for the Bulls to really take advantage of the health concerns for Milwaukee. Obviously, Chris Middleton, one of the Bucks' big three, helped lead them to a championship last year, along with Giannis and Drew Holiday. Now, can the Bulls put some pressure on them when the series shifts back to Chicago on Friday night? That's the question that we're all going to be looking at. That's the storyline we're all going to be looking at. Can the Bulls take one at home? They stole one in Milwaukee. Can they win the first game at home and take a 2-1 series lead? Obviously, a series would not be over at that point, but you have two opportunities here for Chicago to put the Bucks in a tough situation with their backs against the wall here and take advantage of some of their health concerns. They're not a very deep team. Not a very deep team at all. The bench production was not there last night, especially with Bobby Portis being out. George Hill also out for the Bucks. He's a key player off the bench there. So how can the Bulls take advantage of this? That's a key storyline to watch. Looking at some of the stats and info from the game, DeMar DeRozan, like we said, with 41 points. He became the fifth Bulls player to score 40 points in a playoff game. As you can imagine, a certain guy named, I'm struggling here to remember some dudes, Michael Jordan. Is that right? Is that the name I'm looking for? I'm totally kidding. Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was the only Bulls player to score 40 points in a playoff game multiple times. He did it 38 times. The rest of the 40-point games in Bulls postseason history look like this. DeMar DeRozan, last night, his first. He joins the likes of Derrick Rose, Ben Gordon, and Flynn Robinson as scoring 40 points in a playoff game for the Chicago Bulls. Ultimate, remember some dudes there. Derrick Rose, Ben Gordon, that UConn team, was that 04 UConn? Yeah. And Flynn Robinson, each scoring 40 points in Bulls playoff history. When it comes to Chris Middleton, what does it mean for the Bucks and his potential absence from the lineup? Sounds like he could be out as much as 3 to 4 weeks. Seen some unconfirmed reports from some Milwaukee media members about that today. Haven't seen anything official yet. What does it mean for the Bucks with him out of the lineup? Well, over the last two seasons, the Bucks are pretty good when their big three plays. Giannis, Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton. They are 86-34, winning 72%, right around 72% of their games when all three of them play. When only two of them play, they're 25-22. When only one of them play, they're 3-4, and they're 0-5 when none of the big three play over the last two seasons. This season, though, during the regular season, the Bucks did outscore opponents by about 8 points per 100 possessions when Giannis and Drew Holiday played without Chris Middleton on the floor. So we'll see how things shake out. Like we said, an opportunity here for Chicago to step up and take a 2-1 series lead if they can get it done on their home floor on Friday night. Let's hear from both teams, starting with Giannis, he talked about seeing Chris Middleton go down and his reaction to Middleton's injury. Here's Giannis with what he had to say following the game last night.
I see that he kind of buckled, you know, tried to get to his rhythm, to his fadeaway, to the baseline. But I think his leg kind of slipped and gave up. But he was able to make the pass to Brook, and Brook laid up for the N1, or for like a layup. Then we kind of, you know, he was on the floor, but we all kind of took our attention to Brook, that he made the basket. But then you expect him to get up, you know, and to, you know, walk it off and kind of get back to the game. But you could see that he was like limping and limping and limping. And, you know, you're thinking that, I hope this is not bad. I hope this is not bad. I hope this is not bad. Like, we need this guy. But then when he asks, you know, for a sub, you know that it's kind of bothering him because he doesn't leave the game if he's not hurt.
Again, Giannis weighing in on Chris Middleton's injury following the loss to Chicago in Game 2 last night. Speaking of DeMar DeRozan, he had 41 points, and he talked about his performance and what was working for him in the victory last night.
I looked at all my missed shots from Game 1, and most of them shots, my shots. You know, I was in here last night shooting, just getting my rhythm. It just got to my spots, you know, and just understanding. No, I never let a miss, you know, deter me from taking my next jump shot and not being aggressive. You know, I just knew, you know.
DeMar DeRozan there, he also weighed in about being able to come back after a tough game one and even the series at one game apiece.
I mean, it's the playoffs. You know, every guy on this team is a competitor. You know, it don't matter what you did in a regular season. You know, it's a brand new start, brand new mindset. You know, you can see it in all the guys, and, you know, it don't matter if we lost 20 times to those guys. You know, this is a new opportunity for us to go out there and compete, and, you know, we got to take advantage of it.
And Game 3 is Friday in Chicago. Good one last night in Boston as the Celtics rallied to beat Brooklyn 114-107 behind 22 points from Jaylen Brown, 19 points and 10 assists from Jason Tatum. Kevin Durant finishing with 27 for Brooklyn. Bruce Brown at 23. Kyrie held at 10 points on 4 of 13 shooting. Boston trailing by 5 at the end of the third, outscoring Brooklyn 29-17 in the final frame. In fact, it was a full 17-point collapse for Brooklyn. And the Brooklyn Nets now in a world of hurt, trying to do something that they have not done. They have never overcome a 2-0 series deficit to win a series. And like we said, that's the hole they find themselves in after blowing that 17-point lead over the Celtics last night. And when it came down to it, you want your superstars to perform. This is very basic, you know, sports knowledge. You want your superstars to be performing in crunch time. And Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving did not do that last night. They combined to go 1-for-17 from the field in the second half. Durant went 0-for-10. And Kevin Durant became the sixth player over the last 25 years to go 0-for-10 or worse in a playoff half, and the worst shooting half of his career in the regular season and playoffs. The last player to do that was Joel Embiid, who we'll talk about him in just a minute, had some heroics last night. Joel Embiid in the 2021 playoffs went 0-for-12 against Atlanta to be the last player to do that. Durant and Irving combining to go 8-for-30 for the game, their worst combined field goal percentage in a game together, including the regular season or playoffs. So the Celtics are up 2-0. Game 3 coming up Saturday in Brooklyn, and Kyrie Irving talking about being down 0-2 in the series. What do they have to focus on, and what do they have to do to get back in to this series?
To be honest with you, we don't really have time to be disappointed. And to hold our heads, this is part of playoff basketball and learning your team and being in these situations where we can have some carryover into the next one. But coming out in that third quarter, we talk about it, and I don't want to say I'm not sure, but we just got to be better moving forward coming out of that halftime and knowing that when we have the lead and against a good team or great team like Boston, we just got to take advantage of it. So I think I agree in part with that assessment with Steve, you know, in terms of our intensity, but, you know, us as players on the court, we got to control that and rise to the occasion. Just simple as that.
Kyrie Irving speaking there as the Nets head home, looking to take one or two, take both games at home to make this a whole new series. And then, like we said, game three coming up Saturday in Brooklyn. Elsewhere last night, heroics in Toronto, north of the border from Joel Embiid. 104-101, Philly winning in overtime. Embiid with 33 points and 13 rebounds. The game-winning three-pointer to lift Philly to the win and a 3-0 series lead over the Raptors. It was Embiid making that three-pointer with 7/10 of a second remaining. His first career game-tying or go-ahead field goal in the final second of a fourth quarter or overtime, including the regular season and playoffs. So a history-making night for Joel Embiid. It's a personal history-making night for Joel Embiid, and he weighed in after the game about making that game winner.
I mean, that's one of my favorite spots, and I just missed from right there to end the game. So I just thought, great play call. Tobias had an amazing screen. Danny had a great pass. So all I had to do really was to finish it, and I'm glad I did it.
James Harden and Tyrese Maxey each scoring 19 points in the win for Philly. OG Anunoby with 26. Gary Trent Jr. had 24 in the loss for the Raptors. So Philly is now up 3-0, and that is a series lead that has never been relinquished in an NBA playoff series. Teams, according to ESPN and the Elias Sports Bureau, 143-0 all time when taking a 3-0 series lead. Raptors, just like the Nets did, the Raptors let a 17-point lead slip away, their largest blown lead loss in franchise postseason history, with the Nets also giving up a 17-point lead in the contest. It was the third time over the last 25 postseasons that multiple teams overcame deficits of more than 15 points on the same day. It was also just the fourth day in postseason history on which multiple teams blew double-digit halftime leads, because the Raptors and Nets each led by 10 at halftime. Before yesterday, when the Nets and Raptors blew double-digit halftime leads, you had to go all the way back to 2014, May 11th of 2014, when the Washington Wizards and the Oklahoma City Thunder let double-digit halftime leads slip away, that according to ESPN. So 3-0 series lead, a chance to complete the sweep. Series could come to an end Saturday in Toronto as Philly looks for the sweep. Toronto wins, we'd head back to Philly for Game 5 coming up next week. So that's results from last night and reaction from last night. Three more games, all from the Western Conference, on the schedule for tonight. You've got Memphis at Minnesota. That series tied up at one game apiece. That'll be right here on ESPN Radio tonight. That's the game of the night on ESPN Radio. You can catch that with coverage starting at 6 right after our local programming on all of our frequencies for tonight. Also tonight, Dallas taking on Utah, and Golden State, they take on Denver tonight. That is a 9 o'clock start time. The Memphis-Minnesota game, by the way, TV-wise, is on TNT. The Dallas-Utah game is on NBA TV, and Golden State and Denver wrapping up the evening on TNT as well. A couple injury news and notes. We talked briefly about Chris Middleton. Have not yet seen an update on his status. I mentioned there was a report from a reporter in the Milwaukee area that he possibly could be out 3 to 4 weeks. We'll see if we get any more confirmation on that. But a couple other news and notes from the NBA world here for today. Devin Booker, these both according to Adrian Wojnarowski. Devin Booker possibly missing 2 to 3 weeks with a grade 1 hamstring strain in that series for Phoenix as they take on the New Orleans Pelicans. And then another report from Woj earlier this afternoon to talk about the Utah and Dallas series. Still some pessimism that Luka Doncic could be available for tonight's Game 3. Woj saying that he is eager to play, but it is trending unlikely as he recovers from a calf strain. So that's the latest information we have for you here for today when it comes to injuries. Also, the other big news of the NBA day is the fact that Ben Simmons is likely to make his return to the court for Game 4 of the Nets playoff series against the Boston Celtics. Of course, Game 3 is coming up here later on this week. Game 3 is Saturday. Game 4, it sounds like Ben Simmons will be making his return to the court for the Brooklyn Nets. So lots of basketball news to talk about. Still some to get to. We'll get to the Jay Wright news reaction from his announced retirement from the coaching world. We'll talk about that here and more coming up in just a bit. Got to get to baseball, football, and plenty more here on a Thursday edition of Spencer on Sports. That's coming up next here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine for the rest of the day today with temperatures in the 60s, nice and comfortable. Later on tonight, then, showers and thunderstorms arrive, and they'll be moving in after midnight tonight and continue overnight into Friday morning. Heavy rain and hail will be possible with some of these storms. We'll then have precipitation continuing through about midday and will dry out for the afternoon. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. With Jason Fitz.
With Deebo Samuel demanding a trade from the San Francisco 49ers, I'm starting to think that one of the most interesting storylines in Las Vegas for the draft next week is going to be about trades, not involving picks, but involving players. And it makes me wonder how different this draft would look if there were more players that teams were in love with. I mean, if there is some sort of a value for Deebo in this draft, it would certainly be different if the 49ers could look at it and say, there is someone in this draft we are desperate to acquire. And if that means that we have to lose Deebo in the process, at least we're picking up another great player. As I've said repeatedly, when you break down the draft prospects that there are this year, it feels like more than ever, this is a pick your poison, take your favorite flavor of ice cream sort of draft where maybe not everybody agrees on who the top few prospects are. And it feels like it's a draft with a lot of talent, but not necessarily with a ton of big names that everybody wants to restart or build a franchise around. As much as Deebo in this situation wants to trade for obvious reasons, I still have to look at it and wonder, if you're the 49ers, what incentive do you have to actually give him that trade? And until I can find that, I have a hard time seeing any deal get done. Let's take a second, no matter how these series play out in the first round, and give a tip of the hat to dramatic endings, with Joel Embiid making the wild three-pointer that wins the game in overtime over Toronto. It's just another crazy finish to games that have actually been, for the most part, I think, particularly entertaining. I'm not sure these series are coming out any different than most of us expected, but at least the games for game in and game out are giving us the sort of matchups that make you want to keep watching to see what's happening next. Even in a 3-0 series, we're reminded that there's total chaos and opportunity for an NBA that's as unpredictable as ever to truly shine. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls soccer team got the 8-0 win against Cedar Rapids, Washington on Monday at Kingston Stadium. Senior Brielle Bastian led with 3 goals. The Xavier boys soccer team bested Cedar Rapids, Washington 2-0 at home on Tuesday. Seniors Tristan Vasquez and Riley Moore each knocked one in for the Saints. The Xavier boys track and field teams ran in the Albernette relays on Tuesday, and the girls took part in the Hempstead Invitational in Dubuque. The girls' golf team played in a senior quad at Bunker Hill Golf Course on Tuesday in Dubuque. And the boys' and girls' tennis teams both faced Prairie on Tuesday. The boys got an 8-1 victory at Prairie, and the girls won 9-0 at home.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
When he's good, he's thorough good.
But I'm bad to the bone.
When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Good to be bad tour. 45 years of rock. May 3rd, the Paramount Theater. Tickets on sale now at creventslive.com. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, live.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. you actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Spring Leaf Vacuum Collection continues through April. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back at 2:30, Spencer on Sports here on KGYM. Through a 9366-1600. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. Another chance to win some tickets to see Daughtry, part of the Dearly Beloved Tour, coming to Cedar Rapids at the McGrath Amphitheater on Saturday, July 23rd. Chance to win a pair of those tickets today, sometime between 4 and 6, with Todd and Alex here on KGYM. Sticking with basketball for a little bit longer, then we'll get into baseball and a little bit of football as we head out of here for today. Forget about our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Which playoff game has the most potential for excitement tonight? We went over the schedule. Which playoff game has the most potential for excitement tonight? Is it Memphis and Minnesota, Utah and Dallas, or Golden State and Denver? You can vote at KGYMRadio.com. Poll question, of course, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Big news out of the college world was another coaching retirement. Came out late yesterday, and kind of a stunner, especially considering season that the team had. Villanova men's basketball coach Jay Wright going to retire after 21 seasons. School announcing Wednesday. Fordham coach and former Villanova assistant Kyle Neptune been named Wright's successor. Wright saying in a statement, quote, "Over the past 21 seasons, I've had the opportunity to live out a professional dream as the head coach at Villanova." He said, "Patty and I have been blessed to work with incredible, gifted young men who allowed us to coach them and brought us unmatched joy." He said they cannot overstate their gratitude to the players, coaches, and administrators who have been with them on the path. He said, "Now, though, it's time for us to enter a new era of Villanova basketball." Jay Wright going 520 and 197. Leading the program to two national championships in 2016 and 2018, of course, was a Final Four. This Final Four participant this year, losing to the eventual national champion, the Kansas Jayhawks. ESPN College Basketball insider Jay Billis weighing in on the retirement of Jay Wright on SportsCenter.
"Really surprising, to the point of being a gut punch. When I first heard it early on Wednesday that it was a possibility, I didn't believe it to be true. Jay Wright is one of the true icons in the game, not just that he's won two national championships at Villanova in 2016 and 2018 and is in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, but he's one of the true good guys in the game. I mean, I remember back in 2000 calling Mike Bray, who was then the head coach at Delaware, asking him, 'Hey, what do I need to know about your league that I'm not seeing?' And he said, 'You need to watch Hofstra. Their coach is the real deal.' And I really started watching Jay Wright after that and got to know him really well. And you're not going to find a coach that has the combination of character, competence, and humility, all the hallmarks of leadership, any better than Jay Wright. So with him leaving Villanova, that leaves a very real void in the game. With Mike Krzyzewski retiring after 42 years at Duke, that made sense given he's 75 years old, but Jay Wright's only 60. And I thought that Krzyzewski was handing the baton to Bill Self and Jay Wright. And with Jay Wright resigning from Villanova, there's no question this is going to leave a big void, not only in college basketball, but just the game of basketball, period."
ESPN's Jay Billis there weighing in on the announcement that Jay Wright going to retire as Villanova's head coach. Another NCAA-related story here. The NCAA implementing an appeals process for targeting fouls called in the second half of games effective immediately. This is for football, obviously. It was announced this afternoon, or earlier today, I should say, effective immediately, one of several rule changes that will be implemented for the 2022 season. The carryover penalties, which of course is sitting out the first half of the next game. So if you get called for targeting in that second half, and then you get to sit out the first half of the next game, it says is eligible for further appeal in games that have instant replay. To start the appeals process, that team's conference will have to make a request to the NCAA National Coordinator of Officials, who would video review the play. The NCAA Playing Rules Oversight Panel said in a statement that if it is obvious that a player was incorrectly penalized for targeting, the call would be overturned and the player would be cleared to play in the first half of the next game. Obviously, there are a lot of targeting calls that are probably not targeting calls. Most of them, rightfully so, if they're not indeed a targeting call, are overturned by the video review player, or video review. However, there are some that teams and players might feel that are not actually targeting calls, should not be upheld, should not be called as such, and the player should not have to sit out the first half of the next game. That's what that appeal process would allow for. Also changing in the world of college football, the group also approving a reporting and investigation process for faked injuries, also passing a rule change called the Kenny Pickett rule. You remember Kenny Pickett in the ACC championship game faked a slide, and the NCAA has said, can't do that anymore. The rule says if a ball carrier simulates a feet first slide, officials will declare the runner down at that spot. So no more fake slides for anybody trying to emulate Kenny Pickett on the field this year. 236 here, KGYM. Spencer on Sports continuing here for this afternoon. We'll get to some baseball talk and more coming up.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
When should you call 811? Whenever you plant a tree, build a fence, or add a new structure to your place. Call 811 at least two business days before you dig to have underground utilities marked. Stay safe. Call before you dig. It's the law. Visit MidAmericanEnergy.com for more safety tips.
Paid for by the customers of MidAmerican Energy.
Compost is great for your garden and a fantastic way to give your lawn a healthy lift. And it's free at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. You can also use compost around trees and shrubs and cover them with a layer of wood chips, which are also free at the Solid Waste Agency. Get your yard and garden in shape. If you're a Linn County resident, pick up free compost and wood chips at the Solid Waste Agency location next to Mount Trashmore. Get ours and all the details at solidwasteagency.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
239 at KGYM. Spencer at Sports here on a beautiful Thursday afternoon, 21st day of April, 2022. Through a 936-6600. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. What's on tap coming up here in just a bit? Wind down the show. I'm going to get some baseball news and notes here for a few minutes. Bunch of day games on the docket for today. We'll check out the scoreboard here in just a bit. First, a look at some of the highlights from last night. Cubs falling to Tampa. Game shortened last night, moved up and shortened too. Tampa winning 8-2 at Wrigley Field. Francisco Mejia, the hero last night for Tampa. A 2-for-3 night, 2-run home run, an RBI double. Cleveland sweeping the White Sox, currently winning as well in home of the Guardians in Cleveland. 11-1 and 2-1 were the scores yesterday. We talked about that 11-1 contest on the air yesterday. 9 runs in the second inning for Cleveland. Game one yesterday. Jose Ramirez continuing a good day at the plate with an RBI double in game two. Brewers beat Pittsburgh 4-2 yesterday. Kansas City edging Minnesota 2-0. St. Louis getting a 2-run home run from Nolan Arenado in the 9th inning to beat Miami 2-0. Yankees winning 5-3 over Detroit yesterday. Dodgers beating Atlanta 5-1. Philly over Colorado 9-6. 5-run 7th for the Phils there, helping them get the win. Nick Castellanos with a home run, 3-for-4 day for Nick Castellanos. Alec Boehm with a 2-run homer as well. San Diego beating Cincinnati 6-0. Arizona clobbering Washington 11-2. Seth Beer having a cold one after the game, 3-for-4 with 3 RBI for the Diamondbacks. San Francisco beat the Mets 5-2. Toronto beating Boston 6-1. Baltimore over Oakland 1-0. Angels, boy, what a game for Shohei Ohtani. 6-0, they beat Houston. Ohtani, 6 innings pitched, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, struck out 12, also went 2-for-4 at the plate with a 2-run double in the first inning. The Angels scoring all the runs in the first, and he was 11 outs away from a perfect game yesterday. Shohei Ohtani was. He also, interesting piece of trivia, became the first starting pitcher since at least 1900 to bat twice before ever throwing a pitch. That's according to ESPN stats and info. They batted around twice in that first inning, did the Angels. Seattle beating Texas is the nightcap last night, 4-2. Nice night for Logan Gilbert on the hill for Seattle. Schedule for today, pretty much all day games, save for a couple evening contests, but early afternoon to mid-afternoon games across baseball on a getaway day. Checking out the scoreboard here for today, the White Sox trailing the Guardians 6-3. That game now in the top half of the 8th inning. Checking out the scoreboard for that one. In that contest, looks like Stephen Kwan having another nice day as well. He has Yasmani Grandal with a sacrifice fly for the White Sox in the 6-3 current trailing of the Guardians in Cleveland to wrap up that series. Twins beating the Royals 1-0 that game in the top of the 6th in Kansas City. Toronto beating Boston 3-0 that game in the middle half of the 7th. Detroit with a 3-0 lead on the New York Yankees in Detroit. That's in the top of the 9th. Mets looking to close out the Giants. They lead 6-2 that game in the top of the 9th as well. Also, you have the Orioles and the A's wrapping up that series, just getting underway over in Oakland. Games left on the calendar for tonight. You've got the Arizona Diamondbacks taking on Washington as Zach Davies goes against Josh Rogers there. Also, St. Louis and Miami wrapping up that series. Pittsburgh and the Cubs from Wrigley Field. And then Texas and Seattle to close out the schedule for the major leagues tonight. Like we said, kind of a light schedule tonight. Couple of interesting storylines, both off the field in the world of baseball yesterday. Probably heard about this. The U.S. Capitol evacuated by police Wednesday due to what was said at the time to be tracking an aircraft that poses a probable threat. Obviously, with everything that's happened in Washington, D.C., dating back to January 6th of 2021, certainly some interesting moments there, some heightened security has to be in place, considering everything that's gone on in Washington. Turns out it was not a credible threat. Capitol Police later ruling that there was no threat with the plane carrying members of the U.S. Army's Golden Knights parachute team heading to Nationals Park for Military Appreciation Day. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the FAA failed to notify police about the pregame ceremony. But there is some controversy. Air traffic controllers at Reagan Washington National Airport were aware of the flights, according to a recording from liveatc.net. They evacuated the Capitol as a precaution, but then the Capitol and congressional buildings were open again and staff could go back inside. Spokesperson for the Army says they are investigating that incident. And we know the Oakland A's, on a little bit lighter note, the Oakland A's, not the best team in baseball, although they've been a pleasant surprise, playing about 500 ball to start. The Oakland A's continued breaking records this week, but not in the way they wanted. Tuesday's game against Baltimore, the announced attendance of 3,748 was the lowest since 1980. That stat was short-lived when Wednesday's crowd was 2,703 people to see the A's take on the Orioles. The A's lost to the Orioles in that game, as we talked about, 1-0. Excluding games with attendance restrictions as part of COVID protocols, the A's have not had a smaller crowd since the 2,443 fans that showed up for a game against Texas all the way back on September 9th of 1980. Now, there is some reasoning behind it. There is, of course, the intention grabber. Only 2,700 fans showed up for a game. Well, apparently, the game was pushed up 3.5 hours due to a forecast of heavy rain, and could also play a role today as well for that series finale. But 2,703 people at a professional baseball game, major league baseball game. That is very few people in attendance for a game, to say the very least. Checking out the minor league scoreboard real quick before we get to a break here. No game yesterday for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They are playing a doubleheader this afternoon. Their game against Peoria yesterday was rained out. Wisconsin beating Quad Cities yesterday 10-9. Nice night for the former Brewer, number one pick for the Milwaukee Brewers, Sal Frelick, 5-for-5 with 3 runs scored in the win over Quad Cities. South Bend, Fort Wayne, Lake County, and Dayton were all winners in the Midwest League yesterday. And another piece of news involving minor league baseball. Probably saw this across social media today. Pretty cool event coming up. We know that the Field of Dreams game for Major League Baseball is going to happen again this year. Happened last year. White Sox and the Yankees, first Major League game played in Iowa. It was a thriller with the White Sox winning on the walk-off home run from Tim Anderson. The second Field of Dreams game going to happen this year, August 11th, as the Reds host the Cubs. The stadium just built just outside the Field of Dreams movie site, just outside Dyersville. Well, there's a pretty neat event happening just before that. August 9th, there is going to be a minor league game involving the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Quad Cities River Bandits. It's going to take place at that MLB ballpark next to the Field of Dreams movie site near Dyersville. And similar to last year's Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, where the White Sox and Yankees wore replica jerseys from 1919, the River Bandits going to change into the Davenport Blue Sox, a nickname they had starting in 1913, lasting all the way to about 1937. And the Colonels going to become, yes, the Cedar Rapids Bunnies, which they had the nickname for from 1904 to 1932. So the minor league Field of Dreams game between Cedar Rapids and Quad City is going to be August 9th, 2 days before the Reds take on the Cubs for the second Major League Field of Dreams game. So pretty cool to see. And, yeah, looking forward to more baseball this summer. Just add it to the calendar of all the great baseball we're going to be able to take in here in Iowa in 2022. Coming up on 2:50, we've got more to come as we wrap up the show here for today. It's coming up here in KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone, America's number one brakes destination. We have the pads, rotors, drums, shoes, and brake fluids to improve your stopping power. Right now, save 15% when you get any two Duralast rotors with a set of Duralast brake pads. Missing a tool? Ask about our free loan-a-tool program and borrow the tools you need to get the job done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the MPD Group 2021. Deposit required for loan-a-tool.
Friends, we all reach tipping points in life. The weight of a low-paying job, unpaid bills, a new family. You can't keep going. That's where My Computer Career can help. In just months, not years, they can help you start a new life as an IT pro, even without prior experience. Impossible? You learn online from home. And My Computer Career offers lifetime career services to help you find jobs with companies begging for IT pros. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Right back at 2:51 here at KGYM, 309-366-1600, 9437 asking, share that story about the 2,700 people only that came to the Baltimore-Oakland game yesterday. Posing a good question on the text line, is Oakland-Baltimore really a major league game? My sources say no. You can always do one of my favorite games when you have a team that's just so like, so bad, and they've traded away all their talent. They are devoid of superstars, devoid of like, you know, top level players, maybe some mid tier to low tier players. Name your favorite blank, and then you get to remember some dudes and pretend that you know players on certain teams. Name your favorite Baltimore Oriole. For me, it's probably, what, Trey Mancini? Is he still on the Orioles? See, I'm trying to, you know, foster conversation here. Trey Mancini, Cedric Mullins, Adley Rutschman, when he gets called up, probably will be top three favorite Orioles. I don't follow the Orioles by any means, but 2,700 people for a game. Yeah. Yikes. Hope they had, like, discounted concessions and stuff. You don't have to pay, like, $10 for a hot dog, $8 for a can of beer. Should give it out for free. You were among the 2,700 to show up. Yeah. Just take it. 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up here in just a bit. Did want to get to the results of our Twitter poll. Mentioned we were going to touch on this briefly before we left the airwaves today. Saw the news earlier today that the University of Iowa planning to change up the song that plays during the Hawkeye Wave at the end of the first quarter. Of course, the end of the first quarter, fans, players, coaches, officials stand, face the children's hospital, wave to the kids in the top floor of the hospital. The song that played or plays during it currently is the song Wave on Wave by Pat Green. University of Iowa announcing they are taking nominations for a new Hawkeye Wave song. So I asked on our Twitter accounts earlier today, do you think it's the right move to change the Hawkeye Wave song? And 58.3% of people said no, keep it the same, while just under 42% of votes said yes, it's time to freshen it up. If you want to learn more about this, I do have a link on our Twitter accounts, our Twitter and social media accounts as well. You can also go to HawkeyeSports.com/wave. But they announced they're looking to change up the Wave song, the song that plays during the Hawkeye Wave. And it looks like they are going to have a final four. They're going to announce the top eight nominations by July 11th. Going to have people vote for a final four, vote down to a final two, and then by August 1st, they will announce a new Hawkeye Wave song just in time for the new season this fall. So something to take a look at if you're interested in helping choose the new Hawkeye Wave song. Pat Green is on his way out. Wave on Wave no longer will be played. Seen a lot of mixed reaction to it, too. Some people do not like the current song. Are glad to see a new one come through, just like we saw in the poll. There's plenty of people who say, no, keep it the same. Don't mess with the good tradition that is happening with University of Iowa. So certainly a lot of split opinions on that topic. Plenty more on that to come in the rest of our local programming as well. Plenty more to come here today on our local programming. Don't forget we do have NBA playoff action coming up later on tonight as Memphis takes on Minnesota. Coverage from ESPN Radio, their NBA countdown show starting at 6. Tip off just after 6:30. Catch that action right here on all of our frequencies tonight. Today on the Gym Class, Scott and Mark going to weigh in on the topics of the day, of course. And they will be talking to Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette as well. Also joining Todd and Alex between 4 and 6 today, they've got Kevin Sweeney, who covers college hoops for Sports Illustrated, joining them at 4:30. Also Colin Ward-Henninger from CBS Sports, covers the NBA for CBS. He'll join the guys at 5 tonight right here on KGYM. You can check that out tonight between 4 and 6 p.m. Don't forget about our poll question at KGYMradio.com. It has to do with the NBA tonight. Which playoff game on the schedule for tonight has the most potential for excitement? Is it Memphis and Minnesota, Utah and Dallas, or Golden State and Denver? Which one has the most potential for excitement tonight? Let us know your thoughts at KGYMradio.com. The poll question brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. I'm leaning towards Memphis and Minnesota. That was one of my series to watch, aside from Bucks and Bulls. I got Memphis. I like Memphis. My Bucks get knocked out. I'm all on the Memphis train. We'll see how things play out tonight. You can follow along again right here at KGYM. We're back tomorrow at 2 with Spencer on Sports. Enjoy the Gym Class. That's next.